We were talking about animals. Do you ever hear people call a calf?
Yeah. I'll call a calf.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's when he's young.
Well, do you ever hear people call one to get him to come to you?
No, I don't believe.
Mm-hmm. What about a horse?
A what?
A horse. Did you ever hear... How would you call a horse to get him in?
Well, we used to call them by the names. Either we whistle for them.
Mm-hmm. What would you say if you were plowing? What would you say to a horse to make him turn left?
Tell him to turn around, pull on line, tell him to come in here.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them, we did have a horse one time. All we had to do was get to headland, you know. You wouldn't need no lines on this. Tell him to come in. He'd turn around himself and come back in.
Mm-hmm.
But ain't many of them like that. But we had one like that once.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have to have no plow lines on him.
Mm-hmm. What about to get him to turn left or right?
Well, you'd pull on the rein on one side, on the left side, if you want him to turn.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want him to turn right, you pull on the rein on the right side.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time, when you had one that knew how to turn, all you'd have to do was tell him to turn around. A gent always turn. Mm-hmm. See, when you're plowing, you throw the fur to the road to your right.
Mm-hmm.
And you tell him come in, and when he get out there, and he knew what way to turn, he'd turn and come back in on the other side of the road.
Well, Mr. didn't you all say G and haw?
Yeah, sometimes we say G.
G
if you want
right
him to
haw for the left.
Haw for the left and G to the right. If you want him to turn right, you'd say G, and if you want him to turn left, you say haw. And that horse soon learned which way to turn a mule after you worked him a long time.
Mm-hmm.
See, horses are kind of like people. When people be together, they soon understand one another, you know,
mm-hmm.
when talk what they want. Well, a horse or a mule, after you own him a long time, he gets used to you, and he about know they got a lot of sense, but they can't talk.
Mm-hmm.
But he generally knows what you tell him. A lot of time, I never thought about that when you was asking me, but a lot of time I plowed, I was raised on a farm, and when you get to the headland, if you want him to turn left, you said, haw, and if you want him to turn right, you said, gee.
Mm-hmm.
And they turned the way you said. Mm-hmm. So that horse knew what you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want him to stop, you'd say, whoa.
Uh-huh.
And he'd stop, any of us.
What about to back him into a buggy? What would you tell him?
Well, most of the time, you'd tell him to back up or pull back on the reins, and they'd back up.
Mm-hmm. What would you back him between in the buggy?
Shafts.
Uh-huh.
Had shafts on each side of them, known had harness on them, had a loop went across his back, and the shaft run through it. Had straps back there to call them britching.
Mm-hmm.
Had to keep him when you're backing up. If you didn't, you know he'd back up into the buggy.
Mm-hmm.
But see, when you know what them britches is, don't you?
Well,
like you put
I've
on a horse.
Him. Huh? I think I've seen him.
Yeah.
What would you say to get a horse started?
If you can't get him started.
Well, what would you...
You'd go down on him with that plow line, he'd go.
Uh-huh. What would you tell him?
To come up.
Okay. Do you ever hear anybody call sheep?
No, I never did.
Mm-hmm. What about hogs?
Well, I've heard them called hogs.
How would they call them?
Well, they had different ways to haul. Some of them would call them, say, pig, pig, and some of them would
mm-hmm.
whistle. I heard people whistling, they'd come. Different way you train them.
Mm-hmm.
See, you can take an animal out there, and if you start off with him, it don't matter what you say. He gonna come to it.
Mm-hmm. What about chickens?
Well, I never did call chicken, but you'd call them chick, they'd come to you.
Mm-hmm.
But most time a darn chicken, when time comes to feed, he's at the gate, he's looking for you if he's out in the yard. He knows when feed time coming as good as we do.
Mm-hmm. What's made out of flour and baked in a loaf?
Flour and bacon.
Baked in a loaf.
Well, made out of flour to bake a loaf with.
Made out of flour.
Wheat.
Uh-huh. And you bake it in a loaf.
Well, they call it light bread, don't they?
Uh-huh. What do they put in light bread to make it rise?